Gras va'ira chamishi perkhes pasuk zayin. Sar hat svarde imim chal mi betecha umer vadach umer macha. And the frogs will go away from you, your house, your slaves, and your nation. Vakva yor tisharana, and they'll only stay in the Nile. Pasuk ches va'iti Moshe ba'aron mi'im paro. Moshe Aaron leave from paro va'itzak Moshe al Hashem. Moshe cries to Hashem al dvar svarde im asher sam paro on the matter of the svarde im which paro had experienced. Rashi pasuk ches va'itzik va'itzak miyad right away she had pursued the mocha that they should be taken out tomorrow. Vayas pasuk ches vayas Hashem kigar Moshe. Hashem did what Moshe said. And the frogs died from the house, the courtyards, and the fields. Also good, some chamarim. And they gathered these frogs into paths, but the basha arts in the land smelled terrible. Rashi chamarim, siburim, tsurim, piles. Kitagimu digorim, galim, like piles, heaps. Also good, bayar paro, ki haisa harbacha, vahachbada, v'hachbed es libo v'lo shema aliyem. And Paro saw that there was like a free, it was easier, it was a free space, and Paro hardened his heart and he didn't listen to them, kashi divrei Hashem, as Hashem had spoken to them before. Plus we get out, v'hachbed es libo loshem pa'u, who is an act, it's a loshem of doing something. Kima holof v'nasoa, v'chein ha'kot es mo'av, v'sha'ol es lo be'elokim, ha'kei v'otsoa, Kasher Dibur Hashem, as Hashem says, Ahechen Dibur, where did Hashem say this? Before, Parak Zion, V'lo Yishna Alechem Paro, Paro would not listen to you. Pasuk Gidbeis, V'ayamar Hashem Moshe Amor El Aharon, Hashem says to Moshe, saying, Speak to Aharon, Atheas, Matacha, Matacha, stretch out your staff, Ahach, as Afar Ha'aretz, hit the land, V'hil Chinim, V'chol Ha'aretz, V'tribe, and it'll be lice in all the land of Egypt. Rashi Pasuk Beis Amor Al Aharon Loya Offer Kedai Lukos Odi Moshe. Moshe wasn't the one who was supposed to do this. V'shehegin Alav Kishahar Gets the Mitzvah, because the land actually saved him when he killed the Mitzvah by Itzmu Bachol, as the Pasuk says that he hit him in the land, in the sand. But look how the Aharon, so Aharon was the one who did it. Pasuk Yergim Levayasu Kin, and he did that, Vayach Aharon Es Yado, Aharon stretched out his hand, Vamate with his staff, Vayach Asafar Haaretz hit the land with the dirt. Vayatihi Hakinam, and the kinim were on the people and the animals. All the dust of land was lice, and it went throughout the entire land of Egypt. The swarm, as Rashi said here and earlier as well. And the chartumim, the magicians, wanted or attempted to do this with their spells. To bring out the kinim, but they weren't able to do that. And the swarm was on the people and the animals. Rashi pasukidal hosias akinim livrosam hosiam mimakom acher, to create them and to transpose them, transport them from a different place. The reason is because a demon cannot have power over someone or an entity under the size of a saora, a piece of barley, which is lice is smaller than that size. Pasuk test of Vayomeru, Hachartimim El Paro, and the Chartimim magician said to Paro, Et Bel Kimhi, this is the hand of Hashem, finger of Hashem, Rachazekli Paro, Bloshamalim. Paro still was stubborn and he didn't listen to them, Kashadi Rashim, as Hashem said. Rashi Pasuk test of Et Bel Kimhi, Makezu, Eno Ali Dek Shafim, Meisamakumu, this is not an act of witchcraft, it's from Hashem, Kashadi Rashim, as Hashem said, before Bloshamalim, Paro, and Paro, I listen to you. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Hashkein Baboker, wake up in the morning, V'his Yatsev L'fnei Paro, and sit in front of Paro, Hinei Yotzei HaMoimo, behold that he will be going out of the water of a Martelov, and you'll tell him, Komer Hashem, Shalachem, you have no need to, Hashem, send my nation out, and they'll serve me. Pasuk Yitzayin, Ki Im Incha Mishalech Asami, if you refuse to send out my nation, Hinei Mashlich Bacha, I will incite you, Uva Abdacha, and your servants of Avnach and your nation, Uva, Tach, and your houses, Esha'ari, Arov, the mass of animals, Umalu, Bathia, Mitzrayim, Esha'arov, and the houses of Mitzrayim will be filled with this, these animals, Vigama, Adama, Shahim, Abraha, and also on the land that they're on. Rashi says, Mashach, Bacham, Negarna, Bacha, I will incite you. Chain, Vishin, Behemos, Ashalach, Bam, Loshon, Shisui, it's a Loshon of incitement, instir, to incite. Okay. Mixture of different bad animals, dangerous animals, snakes and scorpions. And they will be destroying you. Each Maka has an explanation in the Medrash why this and why specific that one. This is basically a strategy that the people that Hashem is using, what people normally would use when they fight wars. When a person is sieging, when a nation is sieging a city, first you clog up the water to that they used to drink. Then they would blow horn to scare them, to scare them and confuse them. And that's what the frogs were doing. They were croaking to confuse them. And I will make a distinction between you on that day. As Eretz Goshen, the land of Goshen, Asher Ami Omei Aleha, that my nation is standing on, because there won't be any of this Orov. So you should know, Keni Hashem Bekarav, so you should know that I am Hashem in the land. It is not distant from me. It is not separate and separate from you to do. Even though my Shechina is in the heavens, my decrees are established in this world below to be fulfilled.